I think we have everything. Of course, that haven't changed. No, obviously, I was put in charge of planning, so I want to make sure everything's good. I mean, it's a reunion thing. Yeah. I wanted it to be amazing. Well, I know everything I do is amazing. You don't have to, you know, praise me for it. No. Okay, if you just take those, and I think Dylan's taking them. Yeah. And then, you and Brittany? Yeah, no, you are more than welcome. Yeah, no, you guys are more than welcome, too. Yeah, we're just waiting for more in person. No, they're supposed to be here soon. Yeah, if you guys are wanna, you know, start packing up and everything, that's good. Yeah, I think they're actually here. Sorry, do you? Yeah. I'll go through the packout list right before we leave, too. Okay, great. Hey! No, come here, give me a hug. You look amazing. How have you been? Well, I'm trying to be formal here, being the party planner and everything. Okay, no more formalities. Really, how have you been? It's been, what, 7, 8 years? Yeah. Oh, don't get me that, you've been radioed silent. Well, I would like to thank you for taking off work and everything to come on this little trip. No, I know it's kind of hard to find time to do something spontaneous, but I'm really happy, you know. Took the time out for this. Don't worry. I know I was supposed to invite the whole class, but I might have forgotten a few people who, let's just say, we didn't get along the best with. Hey, I don't have favoritism. No, not at all. You know, I have to keep up that good class president appearance. Whatever. I'm the exact same as I was in high school. Shut up or I'm making it right in the back. Yeah, I can and will do that. Yeah, no, I think Carter's bringing his girlfriend. Yeah, but I think that's the pretty much extent of people we don't know. Yeah. No, I know Amanda was supposed to bring somebody, but if I know my best friend, she might have broken up with them last minute. She has not changed. No, you remember the fiasco of prom? Oh, God. She gave me a headache. No, she did. On top of trying to plan everything for the event, she was all over this one guy, and then switched up and decided to go with a girl. Yeah. But what can I say? She's my best friend. Now, here you go. It's basically just kind of a loose itinerary. I know. I didn't fully plan everything because I obviously want this to be a relaxing experience. But I did think it would be fun to have some activities to do. You can totally opt out of them if you don't want to do them, but I just thought it'd be fun to have something to do. Yeah, I mean, it's 4 days. We're in the middle of the woods. Come on, I picked a great location. Hiking, sightseeing. They have a very nice lake that's very popular for swimming in. Whatever. Look, you keep on teasing the host, and I will uninvite you from this. You watch me, I will. Come on, let's go say hi to everyone else. I'm sure they're dying to see you. Don't worry. Yeah, no, if you really can't make it, that's fine, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna have to brave my own tent alone because you were supposed to be my little getaway partner. But I'll be fine. I'm sure I'll be fine. Oh, one sec. I have to go. Yeah. Okay, later. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, no, Amanda pulled out last minute. I was right about some boy drama. Mm-hmm. No, she just needs some time to decompress, which is completely understandable. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to be sharing a tent together, but... I'm not scared. No. I mean, there's only, like, bears and, like, mountain lions. You know, just small little things. No, everyone else is coupled up already. Yeah. I didn't assign anyone. We all kind of just chose who we were going to room with. Yeah, no, if you want to ride with me, that's completely fine. Besides, I don't think you want to be stuck in that car with them. You know their music taste is horrible. I love them, but like, really. Come on. You want to drive or me? I'm good with whatever. Me being indecisive. That's rich coming from you. That's fine. We can split it. Mm-hmm. How about you drive the first leg of the trip, and then we stop for gas, we switch. Mm-hmm. You know I love switching. Go on. Can't believe you even said that to him. No. I know you hated the guy in high school, but... Well, I'm glad you guys squashed the beef in college. No, I was just thinking. Yeah. You know, I was super bummed when we didn't get into the same college. Yeah. I mean, we did everything together, so... I always envisioned us doing, I guess, every single thing together. It was I guess more of a fantasy lived out in my head more than an actual reality. I was a daydreaming 18-year-old. What can I say? Yeah. No, ask away. We haven't talked in so many years that I really want to get to know you again. And I'm hoping that's what you shared. What? It is. Awesome. Well, you're the one that's questioning me, so go ahead. No, I decided I wanted to change degrees last minute. Yeah, it just wasn't passing the vibe check, I guess. No, I had horrible professors, and it wasn't something I was interested in anymore, so I switched. I'm much more happy with how I am, and my job I got with it is very, very enjoyable. Oh, you remembered? Yeah. No, I still am friends with him, but after prom, we didn't continue seeing each other. He was a little much, I guess, and didn't really, I guess, hear me out on a lot of things. So we decided that maybe being friends was a little bit more our pace. Exactly, you know what I'm talking about? Oh god, you sound like my mom. No, I'm not dating anyone now. No, I'm not, I swear. No, I just live at my cute little apartment, go to work every day, occasionally hang out with friends, go out, and then come home to my cute little fur baby. But now it's time for your questioning. Are you ready? First one is, what are you doing for work? Really? It's not that. I just never really saw you being someone interested in that. No, but it's totally cool. It's kind of fitting now that I really think about it. Okay, you passed that one with flying colors. Now, tell me about your relationships. Anyone special? No, you totally have someone. Is it a crush? Is it an office crush? Come on, you have to tell me. You do have a crush? Okay, who is it? You can't leave me hanging. No, please, come on. I'll tell you a really embarrassing thing that happened to me in college. Yeah. I'll tell you that in complete story with all the details if you please tell me who your crush is. No, come on, we used to gossip like this all the time. Yeah. It's really nostalgic. It's someone you've known a long time. I know all your friends, I'm pretty sure. Well, old friends. I guess 6 or 7 years is still a long time, technically. You knew them when you were younger, okay? I don't know. You have to give me a hint. You're getting back in contact with them. Okay, well, that's a really lousy hint. Fine. Okay, I'll tell you the... Wait, you don't want to hear the amazing story? Okay, then what do you want? You want to room together on the trip? Seriously, you told me that and that's all you want? No, I was actually gonna ask you. Yeah. I miss hanging out with you. And I think maybe it'll give us some good quality time together. I know you and I tend to act a bit different in public and private, so we can still get to know each other when we're surrounded by everyone else, but I think it might be good for us to just have one-on-one time again. Yeah, like all the countless sleepovers we had. Well, we're at the gas station now, so it's my time to take over. Come on, don't put up a fight. I know you like when I take control. Yeah. You so like to laze around in the passenger seat. What do you think I meant? You still blush so easily. Yeah. No. There. Get out. Besides, I want in control of the radio. Yeah. What did you want to say? You're happy I'm not being weird about us reconnecting. I honestly don't think I could have ever been weird with you. Yeah, we lost contact, but I think that I know that we, you know, we're still so close even if we haven't talked, so I won't get all sappy in you. Get in the car. But I will say, I'm still very happy that you blush in front of me. You're still so cute.